Eli Kohanim, Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facility is reaction to Biden-Iran policy. By Robert Krajcik on April 13, 2021. Israel's alleged attack on a nuclear enrichment facility in Iran was likely a reaction to the Biden administration's policy towards Iran. Eli Kohanim, former State Department Deputy Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. The Times of Israel reported, an Iranian official has acknowledged that Sunday's blast at Iran's Natanz nuclear enrichment facility, which has been attributed to Israel, took out the plant's main electrical power system and its backup. From a technical standpoint, the enemy's plan was rather beautiful. Fereydoon Abbasi Devani, the head of the Iranian Parliament's Energy Committee, told Iranian state television on Monday. Kohanim said, to understand the context of what would drive Israel to a move like this, recall that, last week the United States and Russia, China, and the European powers met in Vienna to re-engage the Iranian regime in what was previously called the Iran deal, the JCPOA, and the problem with that is that Iran's neighbors have asked for a seat at the table. Iran's neighbors being Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf and Sunni Arab countries. The region is rejecting the U.S. and European powers re-engaging Iran in a deal that would give it a nuclear bomb at some point, she remarked. I think that Israel's hand was pressed, plus and Israelis felt no choice but to attack this nuclear facility in Iran. Kohanim warned that Iran's proxies in the Middle East, Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and Houthis in Yemen, drive instability across the region through terrorism. Iran is number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, she added. Let's not forget also that American troops have been killed by Iranian proxy activity as well. And so, the region is rejecting the U.S. and European powers re-engaging Iran in a deal that would give it a nuclear bomb at some point, she said. Listen. Kohanim stated, the Biden administration was handed a Middle East on a silver platter by the Trump administration that was just a completely different region from when Obama left, Kohanim stated. The new Middle East that the Trump administration created, first of all, has an Iran that has been completely weakened by the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign. Iran was left with an economy in tatters, a currency that's practically valueless, and a people that have risen up in protests to the streets to question the legitimacy of the government over and over again, she continued. Millions of people have gone out to protest. She said, the Biden administration also inherited a Middle East where countries are moving towards peace and normalization with Israel. So we saw the signing of the Abraham Accords with the United Arab Emirates, then Bahrain, Sudan, then Morocco, all these Muslim Arab countries establishing diplomatic ties with Israel, a warm peace. The Biden administration declared intentions to restore the Obama administration's Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, popularly referred to as the Iran deal, which would facilitate Iran's development and acquisition of nuclear weapons, Kohanim held. The Biden administration is trying to reverse the clock back to the Obama administration, she said. They're kind of pretending that the Trump years did not take place. There is truly nothing to be gained by that because the Iranian regime has shown itself over and over again to just be the cause of instability and violence and terror. So this is not a regime that should be put on the pathway to a nuclear bomb. Kohanim concluded, I think the Israelis feel that they have no choice. And behind them supporting that is Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates. All those Sunni Arab states that are also being threatened by Iran are completely supportive of these Israeli moves.